Today is, today we're going to learn, try to learn Daf Dalet of Me'ilah. We are on Daf Gimel of Beis. I'd like to learn today for Eskos, for Shpuah Shleima, for Chava Hadassa Bas Esther Malka. There's a, like 11, 12 year old girls and have surgery, I think on Monday or Tuesday, heart surgery. Fine. So, we're still discussing the statement of Amar of Gidol Amarav. Right, so Amar of Gidol Amarav said that Pigol, that if you had a Machsheva's Pigol, alright, basically, Machsheva's Pigol is not efficacious to help with God of the Mila. Meaning that anything that was subject to Mila beforehand, then it's still subject to Mila, and anything that wasn't subject to Mila is still not subject to Mila. It doesn't do anything to God of the Mila. So then we asked a few questions. Now we're going to ask another question on the statement. So, okay, so right now, basically, the questions going from now going forward are going to talk about that I'm coming to prove that a machshava of a pigle only by shrita is enough to make the korban puggle, and not like Rabbi Abu came to answer before, who says that it's not pigle, or as Rashi says, it's not full-fledged pigle until it's done also at zrika. And then the question for a papa will come back from the shrita satoda, where you see that the lechem comes to become, the lechem is brought into the concept of mila, even if the machshava of pigle was only by the shechita. So, Amalei Rav Ashi the Rava, which again, I said before, is impossible, because Rava died before Rav Ashi was born, so the Rashash and others, they have to change the gear slip to make more sense. So, Amalei someone to somebody. Baha'am Ula, didn't Ula say, Kometz pigle, she'elo legabe mizbeach, paka pigulu imeno, ukmitza hainu shechita. That question? No. Okay. So, komitz pigol shehel lagavim mizbeach. If you had machshavas pigol by the kmitza by mincha is the same avoda as shrita by karbanos. So, if you had machshavas pigol by the kmitza, so now the entire mincha becomes puzzled as a karban as pigol, right? The komitz, the shirayim are all pigol. And then what you do, you are makir the komitz on the mizbeach. The akharas of the komitz is the same thing as the zrikas adam. Okay? That's the four votes by the animals and the four votes by the mincha. So paka pigulu bimenu, the pigul leaves the komets portion, right? Even though the pigul was chal on the komets when you had that machshava, but once you are makter it on the mizbeach, right? It's quote meratze, meaning it's a valid placing on the mizbeach. To now forbid the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, to be chayiv kares if you ate it. So it must be that the shame pigol leaves the komitz itself, because if it itself was pigol, if it itself is still pigol, then how does if itself was pigol, then how is the work for the rest of the shirayim? It's the puzzle portion. So it has, once it goes on, it loses the pigol, and then it's sort of machshir the rest of the shirayim to be chayav kares. Okay, that's fine. So what's from here? And then it says ukemitza hainu shechita. Kemitza is the shechita. So the kemitza by the menachos is the same thing as the shechita by the animal. And Ula calls it pigol. He says hama Ula komets pigol shehel v'gav mizbeach. I mean, you only had the machshavas pigol by the kemitza. Ula's calling it a full fledged pigol just by machshavas by the kemitza. You didn't have machshavas by the hakara. You only have machshava by the kmitza, which is the same thing as only having machshava by the shechita. And yet, it's called pigol. It's mashma that the karban is established as pigol already from the kmitza, which is already from the shechita. So therefore, the question of rapapa from the Chalos Todah comes back. Because you see that a karban can become pigol, a korban can become pigol, even just if you had machshava by the shechita. So therefore, right. So therefore, what happens again? So a korban can come pigol even by the shechita. So then, by the toda, right? That we say the lechem becomes pigol even if you only had machshava by the shechita, and that goes against Gidol Marav, because he says that if you had the machshava by the zrika, it doesn't work. Right, so what's the question?
Is this the first time we've ever done that you have pigol by a mincha?
You know, we've mentioned that.
That's
we mentioned that already. You blocked that from your memory, but we definitely mentioned that. So what happens then? So what's the question? So the question then is, so if you shecht it, right, we said that if we said by the Toda,
we have a backup.
Right, we said from the Toda that if you shechted the Toda chutz l'zmana or chutz l'mkoma, you were kaddish alechem. So Gidol Amarav answered that it's by the Zrika, and he's saying no. You see here that you don't need Zrika. You can even do it earlier by the Zrika. So Amalei, so that whoever was being answered to Rav Ashi, he says when Ula says, Isur demaisli they figgle. When Ula calls the comates quote piggle, he doesn't mean that it is completely considered piggle at the time of the kmitza, because it's not considered valid, not considered complete piggle, which means what? Not considered complete piggle gavim ila. We're not talking about ila here. Here the Gemara seems to indicate it's not considered complete piggle to be chayav kares, which to me doesn't make sense, because you're chayav piggle. I don't know, it's a big chiddush to say that. That goes against what we learned in Zvachim. But he says it's not considered complete piggle unless you also had makshava by the haktara. And by a behemoth, it's not considered complete piggle unless you had makshava also by the zrika. So why is he called this komitz piggle? Because it began the piggle process.
He says,
isura demaisli piggle. The kmitza doing the piggle is usur because in the end it can bring something to piggle. But it itself is not considered piggle. So to the shechita, it's only considered a tchilas piggle. But according to this, you don't need a tchilas piggle. Because piggle is only established at the time of the zrika. So what's this tchilas piggle thing going on here? According to what we just said.
Why is he just saying that it can happen anywhere along the line?
But he doesn't say that. He says that piggle only happens at the end.
Right, that's what he's against
it. Right, that's what he's saying now.
But it doesn't officially become piggle until the end.
So what?
Anywhere along that line.
But it only doesn't officially become
straight down,
right. But it only no. But it only doesn't become officially piggle at the end because the only thing that counts is the zrika. Only if you have piggle at the zrika does it count. So what do you mean? It makes it sound like it's a process. There is no process. It's only at the fourth avoda. What process is it? What if I didn't have machshavas piggle by the kibitz according to this, and I did have machshavas piggle by the hakara? It's piggle. No process. Only at one point. Only at one point in time.
Let's try to understand. What happens if it becomes
pickle?
What do you do to the
name
now?
You gotta burn it, I guess. You can't do anything with it.
So,
okay, you can't eat it.
You're not even up to the eating stage. What do you do with the animal, let's say?
What stage are you up to?
At the end. Any stage that we've
get rid of it. It's not. Burn it.
Okay,
burn
it. Maybe he's saying that anywhere along the line, you can rest, for instance, something, maybe bury it instead, right, or you pull it off instead.
Tosos makes more sense, I guess. It's not considered piggle until you finish everything. Because you have to be mocked, you have to do
correct
everything else.
That's what he said yesterday.
You have to do everything else appropriately.
Correct. You got to get down to the end, and then after Zerika, it now officially becomes piggle. So now, what happens if you caught it beforehand?
What do you mean, you caught it beforehand?
You caught it by a halacha.
And then you stop?
And you stop.
Well, then you can burn it. But it's not piggle. I mean, if anyone eats it, they're not chayav kares.
Not piggle, but everything else.
But here he said, okay.
I'm back to the same question.
Right, okay. So the Gemara then says, when you learn, when you do Daf Yomi, it's very nice. You get the Gemaras, you get a sense of accomplishment. I'm learning this Gemara. Every now and then, you get a piece of Gemara which makes you a little more, modest. Makes you understand that you don't necessarily have to. It's hard, especially doing a daf a day. It's very hard. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to answer on the answer. The answer was that komitz piggle means an action that brings to piggle, not that it itself establishes piggle. So the Hakatani, what we say in the continuation of what Ula says, I'll read it. Im acherim meviu de piggle hu asmalo kolshekein, so hanami yisur demais de piggle. So Ula says, Im acherim maybe they pickle. If the komitz can cause the shirayim to become pickle, because via the haktara of the komitz on the mizbeach is chal on the shirayim, the leftovers, achi of kares if you ate it, right? So that's step one. Hu atzmo, the komitz itself, lo kol shekein. Lo kol shekein, what? Rashi says, the second line. Hu atzmo komitz lo kol shekein. Right, but Amrinan Hassam, the Masech HaZvachim, Haki Ka'amar, Im Chashu Bahai Pigol De Paga, Bekomets Bechud, Ke Pigol Gamor. The kaven da halelu mizbeach, the paka pigul mimenu, kishar pigulim, heyach mevi achem hashirayim de mi'ila, elavadai paka pigul mimenu, or mevi hashirayim de mi'ila. Alma de machshavas de komas lechur habi pigul. Somehow here he's saying, it's hu ashmo lo kol shekein, that it loses its status of pigul. Because in order for pigul to fall on the shirayim, you have to have the komas done properly. Right? So in order for the machshevas pigol that you thought at the kemitza to bring the shirayim to pigol, so somehow it's mashma that the pigol is established only by the kemitza, because if the komitz itself is done badly, it's right. If the komitz itself is done improperly, then it can't create pigol for the rest. Mashma that the pigol is established only by the kemitza. I must answer again. Hainami suda maestri pigol doesn't mean that pigol is established at the kemitza. It means that's the first step in the process to create pigol. The machshevas pigol is by the kemitza, and that is just an issue that brings the pigol, right? In other words, by the chalos toda, right? By the chalos toda, the shchita can create mi'ila because by the chalos toda case, where you have a machshevas pigol, right? And then we said the shchita can bring to the mi'ila because because the pigol didn't fall onto the korban yet. Because if the pigol only falls on the korban at the zrika. I probably don't understand. So I'm only Ravidal Ravashi. Another question they're going to ask. Right, Rav Gidl said that Machsheves pigol does not bring Kachim Kalim into the category of Me'ila. Kachim Kalim are not, there's no Issa Me'ila until the time that you actually mock the korban. When you're makam the carbon, then whatever is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach attains a status where it can now be chayim ila if you benefit from it. But Gidol says that if you had a machshavas pigol in the avoda somewhere, if you have a machshavas pigol, it doesn't change the ila status. So Amar Yavinu Ravashi, the Hamar Ilfa did Ilfa say the machlokes is b'shtei avodos. He goes to Amar Harini Shokat Simon Rishon Chutzas Mano Simon Shein Chutzim Komo. So the machlokas that we have sort of zvachim. The machlokas if you had mixed kavanos during the avodas hakarban, right? So at one point in the time of the avoda, I had a kavana of chutzpah zmano of pigol. Another time in the avoda, I had machshava chutzpah komo. So Rav Yehuda says, whichever machshava you had first, that establishes the machshava. So if I had a machshavas pigol, then I had a machshavas chutzlum komo, it's pigol. The Chachamim say, no, once I mixed the machshavos, it's as if that it's not, the korban is not kosher. In order for the pigol to work, the only thing wrong with the korban has to be pigol. But here, I've thrown in machshavas chutzlum komo, so therefore there's no pigol. Once I have even machshavos. So Ilfa says, the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is dafka if you had the machshava in two separate avodos. In one avoda I thought pigol, in one avoda I thought chutzlum komo. And the example they give is kmo the amar. A guy says harini shokat siman rishon. The first siman is being shechted for pigol chutzlum zmano, and the second siman is chutzlum komo. Basically proving the saying over here that shrita consists of two separate avodos. As we say, yesh mitzvil, the script of mitzvil about itself. It's not all done at the end, it's done in stages. But nevertheless, the idea is that if I had two separate machshavos, if I did separate machshavos and two avodos, then you had the machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. However, aval b'avoda achas, let's say by shechting one simon, that the first half is pigol, and the second half you have machshava chutzlim komo, everyone agrees that eruve machshavos have. Everyone agrees now that there's a mixture of machshavos, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. And therefore, the machshava of chutz limkomo gets rid of the machshava's pigol, because, and so therefore, you're not going to be chayav taris on this animal, because it's not considered pigol. So what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda? That if the machshava, Rabbi Yehuda says, that if the machshava's hasman, meaning the machshava pigol, comes first, right, by two avodos, it comes first, then it becomes pigol. And what avodos do I hear by shlita? If I shechted the animal, what the first simon from Machshavas pigol, the second simon from Machshavas chutzlum komo, I've established pigol. But when have I established pigol now? Shechita, just well before the zrika, right? And even the chachamim who are cholik on him by his two avodos, they say that it's not pigol. They say because of even Machshavas. But if you have just one, no Irur Machshavos, just have one Machshava by the Shkita, the Chachamim would agree that you have Pigel is on, the Pigel is established by the Shkita. So the question goes back on Rav Gidl, right? Rav Gidl, right? When we showed from Korban Toda, that if you shechted it with Pigel, the Kiddush HaLechem, and your Moli Bo. So you see that Machshava's Pigel brings me Ilah. So Mar answers, Hachanami l'chizarek tigali milsa iba voda achas iba shtei avoda. Says no. What it is basically is not that it's established shrita, pigle after shrita. Once you do the zrika, right? What at the moment of shrita, pigle is not found. Rather, once you do the zrika with the machshavas pigle, then we can look retroactively to see if it's still considered pigle based on the machshavas that you had by shrita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the case? I did pigle by the zrika. Now let's look back. When I did the other avodos, I had two machshavas by the other avodos. Did my machshavas pigle precede the machshavas putzlum komo? If yes, then the zrika retroactively establishes the pigle. If no, then the zrika's pigle is not going to make a difference because you had iruv machshavas. You had the zrika of, you had the shrita of other, of other.
Why do you need to have pigle at two avodos?
And that's one of my questions. It seems here, the Gemara seems to be saying that, or, that Pigel has to be established by the Zrika. So I don't understand. My question was, is that, so what do other, what purpose do the other voters have at all with Gavi Pigel?
But didn't they have to be perfect except for that one isolated Be'er Machshava?
Right, which is exact, which is, except for the Pigel Machshava, which is exactly what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is saying that if at the Zrika was done by Pigel, Pigel was done by Zrika, that's good. Now, is the rest of the carbon, is the rest of the carbon have anything else wrong with it, other than pigle? Well, let's go check that. Look back at what happened to other machshavos. Did you only have a pigle machshava? Okay, so then the whole thing is pigle. Did you have a mix of other, of another machshava of chutz komo? You did? Then it passes it, but there's no, and it gets rid of the pigle because you had something else mixed in. Now comes another question, which I don't understand. Ihachi, if this is the case that we say that an item only becomes pigle, right? It doesn't become full-fledged pigle until you have machshavas pigle by the zrika. So let's go back to the original question. Gabe toda nami, right? By the korban toda also, adizarek. It should become pigle until the zrika, right? So, but over there, what are the time to say, what was the case by the korban toda? The case was, shakta chutz l'zmana, or chutz l'mkoma, kidesh halechem. If you shechted it, with chutz l'zmano, then kidei shalechem. So over there, it's mashma that there was machsheva. I don't see the question. Let's see Rashi. So I hachi, Rashi towards the bottom, the third way to the bottom. I hachi tikshle nami de ka'amr de adizarek lo habi pigol. To the tarame gabi told the nami lo pigol adizarek. It shouldn't be pigol until you do the zriko also. Im kein kashle hai ma kidish halechem de ka'amar lav l'chiyuvei v'me'ila af agav de hashta ha'li pigol gamor de pagal bezrika al bezrikas pigol me'vila de me'ila v'kachim kalim. Oh, I think he's saying like this. I don't know that word. I think he's saying that if you're saying that you have to have pigol by the zrika in order to become pigol, so by the case of the lachmei toda, so therefore you had to have machshavas pigel by the zrika. So if you had machshavas pigel by the zrika, and then the brisa there says kidei shalechem, which means that it was effective without a meila. But according to Rav Gidl, it should be effective without a meila if you had machshava by the zrika, because zrika doesn't work. If you zorik the blood with pigel, it doesn't have an effect on the meila. That's the original question they asked. They're going back. It's the same question we asked originally. That's the Gemara answers here. My Kaddish, no, Kiddush here doesn't mean that it's Mekaddish and therefore was effective Mekaddish Me'ilah. My Kaddish, it's Lipasol the Bay Seifa. If you have this Machshava, it doesn't mean that it now has, it's entered this state of Me'ilah for Kachim Kalam. It means it's Pasol and you have to burn it like other Psulei Mekashim. That was the original question. That was the original question we asked Rav Gidl. And we answered over there, no, but it's different because there was, he had the, I don't know, the Zrika. Because he had Machshava by the Zrika. Alright. Every line, I simply, I don't understand. Every line. Okay, now the Gemara is now going to try to bring a raya to the first din of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl said that the zrika of a pigol does not remove the me'ila status from kachet kachim. Again, you have kachet kachim, it's subject to me'ila, and up to the point of zrika, and when you zorik the blood, so then the emurim still retain the me'ila, but everything else that's going to be eaten by the kohanim, so other than an ola, loses the me'ila status, because it now has a heter to the kohanim. So lemi masayi lei, maybe we have a raya, because we bring a brisa. It's Bryce says hapigol. So you have a korban that had a machshavas pigol. La'ola molimbo. You're always going to have me'ila for it. Meaning, if you have machshavas pigol, there's still me'ila. Meaning, it didn't remove the me'ila status. So lav apagav the izrik dam. Isn't this Bryce talking about even if you threw the blood? And if you threw the blood, it's still me'ila. Misayile, it's going to be a proof to Rav Gidl because you threw the blood, you threw pigol blood. And nevertheless, the animal still retains its me'ila status. So that's a proof to Rav Gidl. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya, because you can say,
as opposed to what,
the other option would be that if you, once you throw the, that whole point that we're talking about, why it's different, is that pigol, if it's done, when you throw the me'ila, it's essentially a kosher korban, except that it's pigol. So if it's effective for everything else, so it should be effective to remove the me'ila status. Rav Gidl says, despite the fact that we have an idea that pigol is considered an effective carbon, it's effective to make it a possible carbon, but it's not effective with gabi mi'ila. That's what Rav Gidl's statement was. Right. It's still not considered that it was hukrav. In order for pigol to work, it has to, right, that's what Tosos pointed out yesterday, right? Tosos says that, and even the Rashi said it also, is that pigol's only work if the entire carbon is done properly, except for the pigol issue. Meaning, the carbon is considered it's still considered a good carbon. I say good in quotes. So if it's good, so if you throw the blood for a good carbon, if it's kachikachim, it should lose its status of me'ila. I think you're right. What do you mean? What's your habamina? The only reason why it loses its status of me'ila is that now you're mutter to eat it. This is not mutter to eat anymore because they have a kli of karis. I hear. Putting that aside. So the Gemara is saying, that's a svar thing. My other question I have also is, what's Rav Gidl saying different than the Mishnah? What do you say different than the Mishnah? Rav Gidl says, I'm just going, I have more questions. Rav Gidl says what? Zrika's pigol ain't a motor named Ela. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, it gave an example, the Mishnah says, right? So if you have kachikachim and you throw the blood with pigol, there's still me'ila. Meaning the zrika of the me'ila is not motzi midei pigol. It's not motzi midei me'ila.
Right.
It's the exact same thing that Rav Gidl says. So everyone's hacking Rav Gidl, it's the Mishnah. What does he say differently than the Mishnah?
Yeah.
We don't have. Okay, son. Anyway. Getting back to your question. So over here we're saying that you see from here that if you throw the blood for pigol, there's always, if you do pigol, there's still me'ila, which is exactly what Rav Gidl said. So it's a proof. So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya, because we can say over here, delo zarek adam. Here we're saying that you had pigol, what the raya means is you had pigol by shlita, and you didn't throw the blood. Oh, 1 second. You didn't throw the blood. You didn't throw the blood. That's why it still has me'ila status. But if you did throw the blood, it would lose the me'ila status. Marsha says, wait a second. If you didn't throw the blood, it's not a kosher carbon. If it's not a kosher carbon, it definitely still has me'ila status because it's still possible. You never was mutter. And Marsha says, even lo zarek dam malameimra. Even get the best kosher carbon in the world, everyone did it perfectly. Stumble ishma. You did it perfectly. And I stopped at vote of 3. It's still subject to me'ila, because you weren't mock of the matir. The blood's the matir. So Gemara says, El olam dezarek. You're talking about you did throw the blood. Ain't a problem, you did throw the blood. And the reason why you still get me'ila, the chitanya hiba ola, because we're talking about a korban ola. Korban ola, let's say a kasha ola. Even after you throw the blood, it's still subject to me'ila, because everything's burnt on the mizbeah. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hiba ola, pshita. If it's an ola, of course you're mo'el after you throw the blood, because digavohi kula. It all belongs to the ola perfectly. He's still going to be mo'el after Zrika. So the Gemara says, Va'od, so they get no raya, but now they bring another raya. Va'od, you bring a raya that, we're going to bring a raya that say that the, that it's really not talking about an ol, it's talking about a chatas. The katani sefer, because the end of the brisa says, lan dama, let's say the blood was left overnight, right? The blood of the car was left overnight. So afal pisha chaza uzarako, even if you went back the next day, took the, that blood and threw it, molimbo, you still have mi'ila on the carbon. Molimbo, right? So the Gemara is basically, I don't know, so iyamar bishlamo chatas shapir. If you're going to tell me that we're talking about a carbon chatas, then I understand why you had to tell me that this rika psula is not motzim de mi'ila. But, el iyamar ba'ola tzvich lamemar, if we're talking about an ola, why you have to tell me this thing? Even if it was kosher, it wouldn't help. So what you tell me, because if you threw pasul blood, it doesn't help, the ola still has mi'ila. Okay, even if I threw kosher blood, the ola would still have mi'ila. Must be that we're talking about a chatas. So if we're talking about a chatas, we're talking about a chatas, so therefore you see that if you threw the chatas with pasul blood, so they're going to compare lina to pigle. If just by lina does not, just like throwing lina blood doesn't remove the mi'ila status from the chatas, so throwing pigle blood doesn't remove the mi'ila status from the chatas. And the Gemara says, Seifa vadai misayele. So the Seifa is clearly a raya to Rav Gidol. Reisha mai. What about the Reisha? Can we still use the Reisha as a proof to Rav Gidol? I don't know why do we need both? We already have a proof for him in the Seifa. Is the Reisha also a proof? So the Gemara says, yeah, hold on, misayele, Seifa, misayele, Reisha. Not just like the Seifa, just like the Seifa's a raya, so too the Reisha's a raya. But how is the Reisha a raya? Because we said that the Reisha could be talking about an Ola. They said, either Ola, Pshita, Gvohi, Kula.
It's reasonable to assume that
if
two refers to a
chatas. So since it refers to a chatas, and it has to be that you threw the blood. Yeah, you threw the blood. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, Seifa vada misayale? Gemara asks, is the Seifa really going to be a raya? Seifa vada misayale? So I say, well, why not? Maishna, why would you? Because the assumption of the person who's saying it's a raya is that just like if you throw lina blood, it doesn't remove the chatas from the ila. There's a comparison between lina and pigle. Same thing. So if you threw pigle blood, it wouldn't remove the ila status. So Gemara says, and this is very difficult, I don't know. Maishna, what would be the difference between, to differentiate between lina and, it's clearly dealing with chakras, but it may not be a raya, because maybe a difference between lina blood and pigle blood. What's the difference? Halana de ka'avid biyadayim. Lina is something you do with your hands. No, it's not. Lina means you just left it there. You didn't do anything active. It's the opposite of active. Gemara says, Lina de ka'avi biyadayim, so there, lo mahani zrika lafuke mide mi'ila. Therefore, throwing the lina blood will not be sufficient to remove the mi'ila status. But machshava lo ka'avi biyadayim, but machshava, you didn't do an action, really the whole soul is only your machshava, mahani le zrika lafuke mide mi'ila. Then maybe there, the zrika would work to remove it, the mi'ila status, and that's against Rav Gidol. But the having lina to me is difficult. What do you mean lina is a maisa
b'yadayim?
They're all inactions. One's an inaction, one's a machshava. It seems to me that there's more action involved by pigle. Because by pigle, you actually have to actually think something. By lina, you're not doing anything. So I think it's the opposite.
It's inaction, so there's more action.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't.
You don't do something you're supposed to do.
And opposed to pigle, where you're actually doing something. What you're doing is a thought. And even though there are those, remember the machlokas in the beginning of Zvachim, who says that pigle only works is if you actually verbalize it. So that's definitely, according to those people, those shitas, you're definitely doing more by pigle than you're doing by lina. All right. The Gemara says, so maybe that's not a raya. So lema hamisayle. Maybe the following is a raya to Rav Gidol. Right? Because we have a brisa that says, ha pigle. If you have a carbon, that's pigle. The kachi kachim mo limbo. If it's kachi kachim, you still do me'ila. Right? So lav afagav the zarek. So that, aren't we talking about here that even after you threw the blood, you did a zrika pigle, you threw the blood, and nevertheless there's still me'ila by kachi kachim, which is exactly what Rav Gidol said. Also what the Mishnah said. Umisayale, and that would be a siyua to Gidol. He says, no, it's not the case, it's delo zarek. It's talking about where you didn't throw the blood. Well, if you didn't throw the blood, then kachi kachim me'ila, because you didn't do anything. So Gemara says, aval zarek mai. So what would be the din, according to this vice, if you did throw the blood? Hachanami the ain mo limbo. It would be that you don't have me'ila, because the zrik of the pigle against the Gigel, the Zrika of the Pigel, would be Motzi the Din of Me'ila. Would be Motzi the Kutcha Kutcha the Din of Me'ila. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Amai Katani Seifa, why does the Seifa say, Bekutchi Kalim, Ein Molim Bo? So if we're talking about when you did the Zrika, so what would be the Din, if you did the Zrika is, that works, the God in Me'ila, so then by Kutcha Kalim, you would have the Me'ila. Because it switches, it's the opposite effect. By Kutcha Kalim, it brings it into Me'ila. So why is this, if you threw the blood, why is the Seifa say that by Kutcha Kalim, you don't have Me'ila?
Oh,
it's a major part. A chatas is a kachik kachim. So kachik. So let's see. Step one: a makdish kachik kachim and a makdish kachik kalim. So at that moment in time, when I was makdish it, so the at that moment in time, the kachik kalim.
There's no
me'ila by the kachik kalim because it's still right. There's no me'ila by the kachik kalim, but there is me'ila by the kachik kachim. But that's considered mamun gavoa. Now, when I throw the blood, what happens? So by a chatas, after I throw the blood, so I can eat, the Kohanim can eat the meat. So once I throw the blood, it loses the me'ila status, because it's no longer kachay Hashem. Okay? By kachay kalim, when I throw the blood, it split the carbon in two. The part, up to this point, there was no me'ila at all. Now that I throw the blood, the part that's going to be burned in the Mizbeach has me'ila status now. That's now it's switched into kachay Hashem. The part that's going to be eaten retains the non-me'ila status. From Hagdasha to Zrikas Adam, there's no Me'ila. Because it's not Kachay Hashem yet. There's only Me'ila by Kachay Hashem. Maybe there's an Isser, but it's not Me'ila. No Karban, no Chomesh, no Karen. There's no Me'ila. Okay. So, Avalzarek Mai. How can I with a Molimbo? So, Amai Katani safe, but why is it with Kachay Kalim a Moda? That, right? If Kachay Kalim a Molimbo, it must be talking about Achra Zrika. Because before Zrika, there is no Me'ila by Kachim Kalim, because the Zrika of the Pigel. So according to you, right, according to you, that by Kachim Kachim, there is no Me'ila after Zrika, so then it'll be Liflo Bereisha, like Gemara says. Why are you making a distinction between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim? Just make an inner distinction. Liflo Bereisha, and say, the listener, and say, Lifnei Zrika Molimbo, before Zrika by Kachim Kachim, you are Moel, and after you throw the blood, you are not Zorik. But the fact that the Talmud doesn't do that seems to prove that if you are Mefagel by Kachim Kachim, even after Zrika, you do have Me'ila. So it's still a riot to Rav Gidol. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu Vade Mesayale. The Sefer of this Brisa is definitely a Raya to Rav Gidol. Right, because it says that Kachay Kalim, that Zrika of Kachay Kalim to Pigol does not create Mila. Right, it says of Kachay Kalim a Molimbo. If you do the Zrika, it doesn't bring those portions of the Kachay Kalim which would normally be have Mila. It doesn't bring that into Mila. So and Lema. So that's Vadim Asiya. So Lema Hovel Masayle Seifo. Says this is the Seifo Zaraya Masayle Nami Reisha. So Gemara says no. Kachay Kalim Psikale. By Kachay Kalim, the chilik is clear. Hahacha, but Kachay Kachim, lo Psikale. I don't know. What does Rashi say? He says, Ahuva, the Rashi says, safe for the Katanji of Kachay Kalim, in Molim, that's Messiah, Rav Gidol, the Yunami Hakik Amma, the Eno, maybe they meet with Kachay Kalim. So lema holu masayli seifa kida ama the vade masayli nema nami reisha to be apagat the zorak mairi, right? So amali reisha vade lo tisayli the reisha mairi be the lo zorak kida ama. The reisha is talking about a case where you didn't do zrika. There's no zrika. Seifa is clearly a case where you did zrika. The reisha where you didn't do zrika. But how the dayakta aval zorak mai that if you throw it hachanami the ein molin amai katani seifa liflo the reisha. Ein achanami the motzi lifluge bereisha. You're right. Ein achanami they could have made a split by the reisha. El mishum hafi tana sefer bekachay kalim ein molimbo holu psikli lemilsa. The bein lifnei zrika bein la'achas zrika ein molimbo. Because there's no meila either before zrika or after the zrika. There's no meila. The emurim hoel uzrika's pigulhu. Mishum hafi chaviva leitzvei ma'hi aflaga the reisha the lo psikli lemilsa hold with Nezrika Ma'olim Bol Atrug Emon Bol Liberation of the whole tongue way. I don't know. Of course, I don't know. I'm just going to read the next line so Menachem can start by the two dots. The Mishnah said, Klal Amar Rav Yeshua, I apologize, I simply don't understand anymore. Klal Amar Rav Yeshua, Kol Shahaisa Lashas Hekel Kohanim Ein Molim Bo. Any carbon that at a certain point in time was mutter to Kohanim, you don't have Me'ilah. There's no longer Me'ilah, because it's no longer, it's out of the status of Kachi Hashem. Kol Shalo Haisa Lashas Hekel Kohanim Molim Bo. And anything that was never attained the status of being mutter to Kohanim, therefore it is considered Kachi Hashem, you have Me'ilah. What's an example of something that had heter l'kohanim and therefore there's no me'ilah, right? Even if they became pasul afterwards, that would be shalana v'shenitme v'sheyotzas. So you had a kosher carbon, and then it was lina, or then it became tamei, or then it went outside the walls. So those things were mutter for the kohanim. Now they're pasul, but they're pasul for other reasons. So if you get hanar from those items, there is no iser me'ilah. But ezrihi shalo haisula, what's a case where never had shas heter l'kohanim? That would be the cases we've been discussing. Nishkata chutz l'zmana, if you shechted it, and you had kavana for chutz l'zmana, it becomes pasal right in there. Or chutz l'zmana, or chutz l'koma, v'shakim psulim v'zark l'zdam, or pasal, like zarim, or someone was pasal for the avoda, caught the blood, or threw the blood. So that carbon, at no point in time, was mutter to the kohen, so it retains its me'ilah status. And tomorrow, Menachem will pick up on what is definitely a more clear Gemara, tongue-in-cheek intended. All right, have a good day. Oh, yeah.